Hello, hello, hello. I am thrilled today. I am going to introduce you to someone that I personally met, I think maybe, more decades ago than we might want to admit. And he's an athlete and a trainer, and he has just written the most amazing book, and I'm so excited to have him here with you on it, you know, as the book's coming out. So welcome, Sean Jenkins, and he's the author of LJ's Influence. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate this.
Yeah. Well, just maybe talk about the inspiration. Like what was it that kind of, I know it kind of showed up, like you just wrote it. It's like you just started writing. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, actually I started at least about 10 years ago writing it. And I was writing because of the field I'm in, strength conditioning, and I lost the original writing. And so it was always on my mind and my heart to finish it, to complete it. So when COVID hit, and then my mom was going through some health challenges, and there was really not a lot of things to do, this came to the forefront, and I just started doing my research and writing. I wrote a little bit every day. And here we are.
I think that's such an important thing. Like, and I kind of just got chills when you said that, because really it's about kind of, my friend who does cancer healing calls it like eating the elephant. Mm-hmm. Like you take these little bits at a time. Like you're not trying to write the whole book in one day, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So I just started writing a little bit, and I read some other people who said the same exact thing. You just write a little bit every day, come back to it. And that's what I did.
And maybe why don't you just give us a little, like if you had to say you had to do a 30-second little description of the book, just tell us a little description of the book.
Well, the book is basically about a young man who goes on vacation to his grandparents. And while he's there, an incident happened with his grandfather. And it turns out that the grandfather was a diabetic. And type 2 diabetic, because there are different types of diabetes. So the grandfather was type 2 diabetic. So this young man is wondering what's going on. What is diabetes? You know, is he going to catch it? And all this information. Mm-hmm. So he does a deep dive into what diabetes is and what he can do to help his grandfather.
I love the fact that the kid, because kids have such natural curiosity about everything, don't they? I mean, this is who they are, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You got to take that natural curiosity, but then he starts finding some interesting things out. And then let's just talk a little bit about your background, just for people who haven't met you or heard of you yet. Tell me a little bit about Stockton Sports Performance and how you help people get over injuries.
Okay. Well, I'm a certified strength conditioning specialist through the National Strength Conditioning Association. I'm also a certified athletic trainer through the National Athletic Trainers Association. As a matter of fact, March is Athletic Trainer Appreciation Month. So I hope everyone's appreciating all those athletic trainers out there taking care of the injuries of these athletes and in the clinic, working in the clinic. So those are my primary certifications. And
what do you think got you interested? I know you played baseball once upon a time.
Yeah, that's what happened. Originally I wanted to go to PT school. And during my college year, when I was at San Francisco State, I injured my knee. Ended up spending a month working with the athletic trainers and thought it was very interesting. And so I started inquiring about it, and next thing you know, I'm a student athletic trainer. And then a little bit after that, I became a certified athletic trainer. And then when I started working in a physical therapy clinic, my old boss, Don Chu, introduced me to the field of strength conditioning. And so I've been able to use both of them to help my clientele from the injury perspective, the rehabilitative perspective, to getting them back onto the field or to their activity of daily living.
So let's talk a little bit more about LJ's Influence. And let me see if I can get the subtitle right. A Young Man's Quest to Conquer Diabetes 2 for his family. Is that right?
Yeah.
In his family. In his family. That.
Yeah,
So tell me a little bit about what LJ finds out in this book. Tell us a little bit about that, and with the beautiful illustrations. Tell us a little bit about what LJ finds out for his grandpa.
Well, what he finds out is that diabetes, as many may know, that it's one of the leading health causes in the United States. And so this young man finds, he's asking questions. He wants to know, what happened to his grandfather, what happened to him. But he finds out that other members of his family either have diabetes or are close to having this disease. I think his dad was pre-diabetic. So if his dad doesn't do certain things, then he could be diagnosed as diabetic. So he has a lot of questions as it pertains to him. Is he going to have it? Is it deadly? What can be done? And so in his research, he finds that, things can be done, and primarily what we eat and being active. Decreasing our sugar intake, and also processed foods. But he finds out that through nutrition and exercise and getting enough sleep and not being stressed out helps one avoid that.
I love it.
Or to get rid of it.
It's so fun. And then it sounds like, I'm sorry. Thank you, John. That's such a great overview of it. What are you working on next? I think you're maybe cooking up a new book.
I did start another one. This one is going to look at actually doing various exercises. And my goal is I want the young kids, and I want actually adults, to know that it's perfectly okay for kids to strength train. It's just how you approach it and what you give them to strength and condition, to strength train. And so I'm working on creating a book that speaks to the youth as well as to the parents and makes it fun. It's kind of trying to do a little rhyming in it, but I want them to become engaged and curious about strength training because there's so many benefits to it.
Why don't you tell us the names of your the two websites where people can find you and learn more?
Well, my training website is StocktonSportsPerformance.com.
Okay, cool. And the book is also at LJsInfluence.com. Yeah, exactly. And you can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Books A Million and anywhere where you can buy books. So great. Thanks for coming. Have a great day, Sean. Have a fun day.
You too. I appreciate it, Erica. Thank you.